Water levels on Lakes Michigan and Huron hit record lows in January, and levels have been down in Lake Superior, too. But Keith Kompoltowicz of the Army Corps of Engineers says levels are up a bit in the last few weeks and may be rising more soon.
Since January of 2013, the level of Lake Michigan Huron has risen about 2 inches as the lake has begun its seasonal rise. Our latest six-month forecast just completed shows the potential for another 9 to 12 inches of water level rise on Lake Michigan Huron by the late summer, which is more of a typical seasonal rise.
But John Ellis of the Corps of Engineers says by and large, Great Lakes water levels will remain below normal. He says that's bad news for many people.
You know, for shipping communities, you know, people that need higher water, I guess this is continued bad news because especially on Michigan Huron, water levels remain well below average. Michigan Huron are over 2 feet below average and only 2 to 4 inches above record lows. But, you know, whereas December and January, there weren't a lot of people on the water noticing it, we're heading into a time where people are really going to start noticing this.
The debate continues over whether too much water is draining out of Lake Huron through the St. Clair River near Detroit. But the Corps of Engineers offered no new data on that issue. More dredging is expected at some commercial ports around the Great Lakes to help ships continue to get in and out of harbors. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.